You are listening to TLRStation.com.
Worldly Connections is all about bringing magic into your life. Janet Wisawati, visionary coach and consultant, is on a mission to empower people to keep moving forward, have a vision, and trust that something good will come of it. Worldly Connections inspires listeners to live happy and be happy through the power of conversation and positive energy from Janet and other experts who believe that life is a team sport, and when you work together, miracles happen. And now, here is your host, Janet Wisawati.
Welcome to Worldly Connections on TLR Station. Today, I have a very interesting guest, like always, but Vicki McKinnon is a numerologist. And if you're not familiar with numerology, it has something to do with numbers and your future and your past. But I'm going to let her tell you all about that. She's traveled all over the world teaching this, and she does online stuff. And she's in my backyard, only 4 hours away. And I've been blessed to have her do my chart, too. So welcome, Vicki, to the show.
Thank you, Janet. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So, tell us how you got into numerology.
Oh, golly, you know, synchronicity led me there. It was the right thing at the right time, as always. You know, we're always led to where we need to be. But the nitty-gritty of it is my son was taking a group music lesson, and I met another lady, another one of the moms that was there, and we would sit in the parents' room and chit-chat away, and as kindred spirits do when we recognize each other. And one day she asked for my birth date, and I was a little bit surprised, and I was even more surprised when she started adding it up and then started telling me all this really cool stuff about me, and it was so accurate. And then she explained that she had just taken a course, so I signed up for the same course next time it was offered. And that was sort of the beginning of my journey. And 4 years later, my marriage broke up, and I was single mom with three kids, a 13-year-old, a 6.5-year-old, and a 1.5-year-old. So I was really overwhelmed, and I felt like a failure, and I felt, like a social outcast. And I dug out those numerology books again and just started really digging into me, because first time around it was, oh, I'll do my husband, I'll do my kids, I'll do my friends kind of thing, you know. I just started to take a good look at my own profile, and just the more I dug into it, the more those aha moments came, and the more I started to believe in myself and my future, and so I was hooked.
Well, I think the first time that I really heard about it, and I signed up, this person in England would do a chart. And I did that the first time, and then a couple of years later I did. But boy, how accurate some of that information when I went back and read it later, how accurate
that's
it was.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have
right,
this
when
journey.
You reflect on it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it does not have to be a mystery. It's not, you know, it's not, I don't believe it's meant to be a mystery. I believe that there are many, many ways that we can sort of tap into that higher knowledge about who we are, who we're becoming, how we can be the highest version of ourselves, and how we're meant to contribute here in the world. And on planet Earth, you know, for our human family and our Mother Earth. And that numerology to me is one of the most accurate ways and one of the simplest ways.
So can you explain, like, there's people on the call that have probably never even heard of it. Can you explain a little bit about what numerology is? Like, we talked about adding up the birth dates, but it's way much more than that. So can you share a little bit of that?
Well, I absolutely can. To me, numerology is a life skill. Numerology will help you to understand yourself and others, those you live and care about, live with and care about and work with. It will help you to understand and find common ground, find ways to bring harmony and balance into your life. It will help you to forecast your future as well. So what we do, and I'm not talking about, you know, gypsy fortune telling. I'm talking about forecasting, just getting a sense of the energy and what it supports. So we work with numbers because they are centers of energy. They're profound centers of energy that will lead you to your highest level of fulfillment and peace of mind and integrity. And we work with your name, which tells us about your ongoing journey through many lifetimes, your soul's ongoing journey through many lifetimes, your way of being, your finest way of being here in the world, what you came in to exemplify, the qualities that you came in to cultivate and refine and perfect and exemplify to others. And then we work with your date, which tells us about this particular journey when you know, that began the day you were born.
So when we talk about the numbers, but we have numbers in our date, like we have a 12th month, we have a 21st day, you know, and then our year can add up. But how about our names? Like, how are the numbers associated to letters in our name?
Okay, well, every letter carries a numeric equivalent, a numeric energy. And of course, we get into the sacred geometry there as well of the, you know, the way the letter is configured. Absolutely, you know, we do that with the numerals in your date as well. But it's just very interesting to look at the sacred geometry that's involved in working out your name as well as the number. And yeah, we work with the full name at birth because that tells us your core numbers. The most highly impactful numbers are the ones you came in with and the ones that will be with you all your life. And then we work with your current expression, which is, you know, maybe a married name or a nickname or something like that.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and the numbers. I remember the first time I saw it, like my name was written out, and then there was a number above each letter. So each letter has a certain number. So, what's the history of that? Do you have an idea of where this all came from? You talk about geometry and that. So, what does that mean, sacred geometry? Where did that come from? Is it Egyptian? Is it like...
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't answer the question about the sacred geometry. It's just ancient knowledge. And likewise with the numbers, the ancient people understood that numbers were centers of energy, and numbers existed before language. So, you know, they were very powerful, and the ancient people were tuned into the fact that, as Einstein once said, we live in a sea of numbers. And every single one of the ancient cultures, to my understanding anyway, had a system of a numeric symbolism that helped them to understand where they were going in life and what they were meant to accomplish here. So the ancient Chinese, the ancient Egyptians, the Chaldeans, the Celtic people, the North American indigenous peoples all had a number symbol system. And what's really interesting is there's very little variation in the symbolism of those numbers, even though those cultures were so far apart. You know, they all understood that, you know, an 8 was prosperity and had to do with money and trade and commerce, that a 6 had to do with your place in the community and how you related to others. And the 7 was the introspective number of spirituality, and so on and so forth. They all understood that. They all understood the role of master numbers, 11, 22, 33, and so on.
Okay, and so go talking about the master's numbers, because I believe my middle name is a 33, which is a master number, and my birth date is 11, which also is a master number. So can you explain a little bit about master numbers and how they will change that energy a little bit just by being a master number?
Well, for sure. Well, we work with numbers 1 to 9 primarily, but and what we do is it's called Vedic addition, where we add the numerals together, and sometimes, or we add the numbers together, sorry. Sometimes the numbers work out to be, for example, with a number 2, sometimes we add numbers together and we get a 20, but sometimes when we add those numbers together, we get 29. And then when we add the 2 and the 9 together, we get 11. And that's where we stop, because 11 is actually a higher frequency than the 2. So the master numbers are 11 and multiples of 11. Sometimes when we add a 4 together, we might get a 31, but we might also get a 22. And when we add, and we stop there, because that's a higher octave of the 4. So the master numbers have to do with, basically, when you've got a master number in your birth date or in your name, it means you put your hand up for a big assignment here on the planet.
Okay. Well, on that note, I think we're going to take a break, because this will be a longer conversation about that. So it's time for a short break, and when we turn, we'll continue speaking with Vicki McKinnon about numerology.
Need to book an appointment with a holistic health provider or find resources and products in Edmonton and surrounding area? Not exactly quite sure who to contact or where to begin your search? Your Holistic Earth is the only online holistic marketplace that connects people like you who need help to the holistic health practitioners who provide a complete range of professional services and products. Look no further. Your Holistic Earth is your online holistic marketplace for a healthier and happier you. For everything holistic, visit yourholisticearth.ca. That's yourholisticearth.ca.
Welcome back to the second half of Worldly Connections on TLR Station. And before the break, we were talking with Vicki McKinnon about numerology and master numbers and how it all comes to be. And so we broke right when we were talking a little more about the master numbers, and it's a longer conversation. And welcome back, Vicki, because I want to hear more about our names at birth, how that changes, how master... I got lots of questions. Like, this fascinates me.
There's a vast body of knowledge around numerology, and sometimes it's just really hard to condense it into 1 hour, for sure.
Try half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we were talking about the master numbers and the different energies. So I know you're in an 11 year. So how does that change? Because we go from a 9 then to 11, right? Because you never go into a 10.
Well, what I'd love, you know, you go from a 1 to an 11, actually, because 11 is the higher octave of 2.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. So what I would love, the one thing I would love for your listeners to take from this is if you never remember anything else from this conversation with Janet, please remember that we learn and grow and live our lives in cycles of 9, that all your life you are somewhere in your cycle of 9. You might be in a 1 year, a 2 year, a 3 year, all the way to 6, 7, 8, 9, and then back again to the 1 year. But sometimes when you add the dates up and do the calculation for that 2 year, you might get 29 or 38 or just 11, period, okay? But you add 29 together, 2 and 9, and you're going to get the number 11. 3 and 8, you're going to get the number 11. What that means is that your personal year is governed by the high-frequency energy of the master number 11, which is a number of leadership. It's a number of sudden developments, quantum leaps, manifestation, a very powerful number, a lot of mental energy. No number is inherently good or inherently bad. So sometimes that number indicates that there's going to be a lot of change and that you are maybe going to have a hard time staying grounded with all that energy coming at you because it's very high frequency. The 11 is very much about the mental energy. The 22, on the other hand, brings that a little more down, is a bit more grounded and more resilient and turns that mental energy into productivity and results. The 33, Janet, that's in your middle name, can indicate, again, some mental energy, bringing in emotional as well. And it really strongly assists you singing your song and speaking your truth in life.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I just wanted to say too about that. Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to say too about that number 11 is that no number is inherently good or inherently bad. So when the 11 comes along as a temporary vibration, which is what your personal year is, it changes birthday to birthday. Or whether it's a permanent vibration, which is what you know, as in a middle name or a full name or the day of birth, being born on the 11th, as Janet has been. So what I wanted to say about that 11, one of the really powerful things about it is that it gives you a strong position of personal magnetism and leadership. Prince William actually has an 11 life path number, so that's with him all his life and leads him to doing the kind of work that he does and advocating and bringing other people on board with his cause for homeless people, for search and rescue. He really takes that leadership position very seriously.
Oh, really interesting. And so you've done my personal year and you've done a year for me and I'm due for another one. But the other thing that I know that somebody might be interested in is you do it for people who are looking to build a business too and business names, right? Because we did my business name, The Family Connect. Yeah. And just a letter change can change a lot of information.
Absolutely. So each of the numbers carries a certain kind of energy, and the energy of your business name sets up like an energetic force field around that business. It has a lot to do whether it's a personal, you know, your own current name that you're using, Janet Wizawadi, whether it's your key, which is the first name that you use, Janet. Or Vicky, or whatever, or whether it's your business name. It has a lot to do with how you present yourself to the world, what you want to show of yourself to the world, and what you come to expect of yourself, and what others come to expect of you, what others see around you. So there's a few little aspects in our numerology profile, a few aspects there that will show you sort of your public face kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And certainly your business name is one of them.
Right. And do people consult you? Like, I know that we went over mine because we were doing my personal one. And do people, though, come specifically to you when they're building their business, when they're looking for a name?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I have a coaching client that I'm working with over a period of 8 weeks that, you know, we're just going to take it right from, you know, conception of the name to, you know, right through to really getting this up and running. And so it's, they definitely consult me about a business name. I've done lots of business names. And then, of course, I also help them to select a date, because finding the right date to register your business, to incorporate, or whatever it is that you choose to do, finding the right date maybe to launch a book, or maybe the right date to roll out a new product or service, that's really huge as well. And so I help people with that.
So fascinating. There's so much to learn here. Now, I mentioned that I'm pretty sure I'm in a 2 year, and 2017 is a 2 year. And when that happens, when your personal year and the year you're in are the same, how does that reflect?
Actually, 2017 is actually a one calendar year.
Oh, okay.
Year, 2 + 1 + 7. But okay. Yes, when your birth date, when your personal year is completely matching the number of the current calendar year, it intensifies the energy around you as well. One of my stock phrases that I share with people all the time is cycles within cycles. It's always, you know, my personal year within the context of my life path, within the context of my, of the global calendar year, and so on and so forth. It's cycles within cycles, and every single one of them is bringing elements into your experience of life at this time. But yes, it absolutely will intensify. If you have a life path number that's the same as the current calendar year, or especially if you have a personal year number that's the same as the current calendar year, because the personal year is highly discernible energy. You just feel that impact.
Yeah, and your personal year starts, it doesn't go like our January to the end of December. It starts when our birthday, is that correct?
That's right, Janet. New Year's Day for you is September 11th.
I thought so. What a good day.
Yeah, great day. It's so, actually my daughter's birthday too. So, yeah, easy
right,
to remember.
Definitely. So what can we expect for 2017? I know that 2016 was quite an interesting year and upheaval for some countries. And this all affects that year, that number, for that period of time affects everybody, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, for sure. It's 2016. Oh my gosh, what a year of upheaval it was for us. 2016 was a 9 year, and 9 tends to bring drama. Tends to bring emotional, you know, and people were so highly emotional. We saw anger, we saw disempowerment, we saw frustration. We seemed to see a lot of the more negative emotions coming through in 2016. So, but it's also a very idealistic vibration as well, the 9. And the one calendar year, the one brings focused mental energy with some, and you might know by now, I talk a lot about the nature of the energy around, you know, each of these numbers. So the 9, emotional, intuitive, idealistic, the 1 focused with mental energy, a lot of mental energy and physical undertones. So I think it can cause people maybe to dig in their heels without making a rational, informed decision. So, you know, my mind is made up. Don't confuse me with the facts kind of thing. However, every single one of the numerals in that, in this 2017, the numerals or the numbers themselves contribute to it. So a 1 that comes from a 2017 is going to have a slightly different nuance than a 1 that comes from 8 + 2 or that comes from just 10, you know. So the 7 always brings the voice of reason and caution. So it could have a balancing effect on the impatience that comes along with number 1. It's a masculine energy. It brings the energy of competition and leadership. So we're dealing with some leaders who are ego-driven. So I'm thinking we could see some polarization, some greater polarization there. I sense that we're going to see a pulling back of some of the activity that's going on around us, some of the tragic things that are happening, just like, you know, just the other day, the truck running into the Christmas marketplace in Berlin. I'm thinking we might see a decline of that kind of terrorist activity because there's going to be a sense of we need to regroup there.
Interesting.
You know, pulling back and regrouping. There can be some isolation along with the one as well. Now, I'm giving you all the, you know, this doesn't sound particularly appealing, does it? There's some really good stuff, too. As I said, no number is inherently good. No number is inherently bad. Identity, self-discovery, taking pride in your ethnic origins, taking pride in who you are, discovering, you know, going on that quest of self-discovery, that will be strongly supported for anyone who's, you know, inclined to go that way. You know, asking anybody who's asking the questions, who am I? Where are my roots? Where do I belong? You're going to find a lot of support for that in this calendar year. I think on an individual level, that one energy could help us to become more self-sufficient, and that could lead to, you know, maybe an increased number of families maybe choosing to grow their own food and live off the grid and explore alternative, you know, explore things that are new. Mm. On an international level, I think we could see a rise in you know, just different separatist movements. I know that the Basque people in France sometimes make noises. There's the Scottish independence question, the Quebec sovereignty, and that kind of thing. I think we might see those kinds of issues coming forward, you know, next mm-hmm. year.
What's 2017 look like for you? Are you going to be doing more traveling? I know that you teach all over North America, but in Britain, in Japan, in Middle East, and you have a course. You're the founder of Born to Thrive Basic Numerology course and the Advanced Numerology Mentorship Program. So how can people find you to find out more about this? Are you going to be in some of these places?
I tend to, you know, with the 11 personal year strongly supporting electronic media. So I tend to be looking at opportunities to do some online teaching, and I'm looking at ways to do that, and, you know, so that it accommodates different time zones. For example, I will offer it sort of midday, you know, what would be midday here in Calgary, but the people in England might be, or in the UK or Europe might be at, you know, 7 o'clock in the evening, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. So mm-hmm. I tend to be looking at that. And I just wanted to say that the 11 is a double one. And so and then of course we've got the one calendar year going on. Powerful year for innovation. So one of my favorite things about the number one is that it's often solution focused. It fosters creativity and positive thinking. So asking what if and why not, you know, mm-hmm. and those are going to be big questions for me, and they should be they could be for others who are thinking about, you know, exploring different possibilities. And so I'm open to whatever possibilities arise. It was not exactly 9 years ago when I was in a previous 11 year that I opened my email and had this wonderful invitation to go and teach in Japan, which I did 4 different times. So, yeah, just
wonderful.
It came to me out of the blue. It was a gift.
Well, we like gifts. Unfortunately,
yes,
our time is running out. So, Vicki, how can people find you? You've got a website, right?
Can you
share that with us?
Yeah, my website is Got Your Number. I've got your number. So, GOTYOURNUMBR.CA, not .com, .CA. And then, of course, my personal or my email address is info@gotyournumber.ca. I would love to hear from your guests, your listeners at any time.
And you have a book by that same name, Got Your Number. And actually, you have, what's your book's name? Do I have it wrong?
My book is called Please Take a Number.
Oh, Please Take a Number. And you have a Facebook page called Got Your Number.
I do indeed, yes.
Good.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Cool stuff there.
Thanks so much, Vicki, for being on the show today. And we'll catch up soon because I'm coming into another new year. So who knows what's going to happen.
Absolutely, you are. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to reconnect, Janet. All the best to you and your listeners.
Same to you, Vicki. Have a great day.
Bye now. Yeah, bye.
Are you interested in appearing on Worldly Connections? Ready to work together and make miracles happen? Then Janet wants to hear from you. Contact her at janet@familyconnect.com. That's Janet at Family Connect, spelled CONNEKT.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Tune in next week, same day and time.